Breaking chairs instead of news. Carpenter and Rothman.
LSU was a 24-1 shot before the season. With good reason. They had to go to Bama. And that was their Michigan v. Ohio State. I remember asking the question. I don't know if I asked it to Pete Futek, who's up here now from collegefootballnews.com. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Peter.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Really good. Really good. I think we got the Disney ending that we were hoping for, minus the best supporting actor, which we thought was going to be Ohio State. We didn't get that. But I'll ask you this, because I remember before the season we put out, was LSU closer to beating Bama than Michigan was to beating Ohio State? And it was right. It was not an easy thing to figure out. Do you remember? I don't know if I asked you that, but if I did, what you would have said?
I probably would have said Michigan, only because I just, law of averages says at some point they're going to figure something out and get the right win on the right day. If you had asked me that back in August, but yeah, talent wise, there's your difference, because Michigan and Ohio State aren't equal talent wise. LSU and Alabama always kind of had the same talent. The difference being that we didn't know Joe Burrow was going to do this, and Alabama was going to have Tua Tagovailoa. So I guess I would, like, long winded way to say, I would have said Michigan, but talent wise, LSU is actually closer to Alabama.
You know, watching that game, was there anything that was surprising to you last night, Pete? I mean, when you saw that, did you anticipate it being closer? Did you think Clemson would win? Did you think LSU would struggle like they did at the beginning? I guess, what was your biggest takeaway when you watched that last night?
Beyond the obvious stuff, I'm surprised that neither team decided to run the ball more. And you've got two NFL backs that were working. I mean, Travis Etienne and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, those guys were just impossible to hit. They were always going forward. They were looking for contact, and they were always producing. And yet, for both sides at certain points in the game, it just seemed like this is the point in the game where an offensive line has to start taking over, because you can kind of see Clemson wearing down at the end of the first half. And then they go into the locker room at halftime. They got charged up, and they had that great start to the second half, and they sort of wore down late. I would have thought that, one, either LSU would have figured this out and just started bashing away with its great offensive line, because they could run the power game this year. They kind of got underappreciated, and they never, ever went to it. They just never handed the ball off to a straight running back handoff. Same for Clemson. And it was like Clemson was trying to match Joe Burrow and LSU's offense throw for throw, and they couldn't do it, instead of trying to take the air out of the ball a little bit and just going on a march. So other than that, every time I kept thinking, gosh, LSU, what are you doing? Just start pounding away, and then Joe Burrow would throw like a 95-yard play, and then everything would break wide open.
Thoughts of people that you talked to about, I mean, Burrow had the dream season, no Heisman jinx. He is the toughest guy, right? He's willing to take a hit. His accuracy was off the chart, setting the records. Do you feel like he is a... When I say can't miss, I mean he's not a bust in the NFL. What level do you think he is? Bobby and I were discussing this last segment, and I said to Bobby, is he a franchise quarterback? And he's like, do you consider Carson Wentz a franchise quarterback? And I go, yeah. He goes, do you consider Andy Dalton a franchise quarterback? Borderline, right? Like Matt Ryan, yeah. And what I define as franchise is, if you build it right, this guy can win a Super Bowl. Do you feel that way about Burrow?
Yeah, I'll go with semantics a little bit. I kind of like the idea of, can you win a Super Bowl because you have this guy? You know, and say, like, because we have an Aaron Rodgers, or because we have this talent, that this guy is going to be the reason why we are going to win this Super Bowl. I kind of like the Matt Ryan comparison. That's, even though he's far, far more athletic than Matt Ryan is, I think that's kind of more of the model where you could look at him and say, yeah, there, if you've got the guys around him, that absolutely this could kind of work. When it comes to the NFL draft, I'm a tools guy in terms of any position. Like Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, give me the 6'4", 240 guy who can run like a defensive back and just has just the ridiculous all-around freakish tools. That's really more Trevor Lawrence than Joe Burrow, but certainly – Joe Burrow in terms of a Carson Palmer sort of way? Yeah, absolutely. At the very least, he is a quarterback who you can win games as your starting quarterback right out of the gate and should be just fine and should be good enough to figure it out if he's not great right away.
You know, watching the game, Pete, last night, you know, it looked like Clemson, in my opinion and estimation, did a pretty good job calling it. I didn't think the talent level was equitable on both sides at the right positions, and I think LSU's had a greater depth of talent. You know, coming out of that game, based upon, you know, the expectation of Dabo Swinney won, they were going to win 3 of 4, be, you know, the modern dynasty and, you know, supplant Bama. You know, after what happened, do you think more or less of Clemson and Dabo Swinney at this point?
How about the exact same? Look, someone's got to lose. And so the exact same sort of theory kind of holds in terms of talent, in terms of what these teams can do. I still say if you take LSU, even after last night, take LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State, put all three in a bag, pull one out, and there is probably your best team. You know, you play this a couple different ways. This could have happened differently. LSU is definitely better than both Ohio State and Clemson, but certainly, look, Trevor Lawrence just had an off game. He wasn't quite right. But they got there. It was kind of a bad game, at least a bad last 20 minutes. And teams have that. You know, not everyone can win the national championship. It's sort of the whole SEC problem where you could be really, really, really good and not win it. So if you look forward, they're still the ACC. You know, they're not in the Big Ten East. They're not in the SEC West. They have to play Notre Dame at Notre Dame, and then that's kind of it. Then it's all about the ACC the rest of the way. So they're going to be back. They're going to be just fine. Their talent level is still good. The other big key to this is just the continuity at quarterback. And Ohio State's had this. Alabama's had this to a little bit. But look what Clemson's going to do. They're going to go from Taj Boyd, who is this amazing ACC quarterback, to Deshaun Watson, to 1 year of Kelly Bryant, where he was able to take him to be the number one seed in the CFP, to Trevor Lawrence, to coming up next with DJ Uiagalelei, who's going to be the next big, gigantic pro prospect guy that Clemson has. And this whole thing keeps rolling because you have an NFL quarterback all the time now at Clemson.
Pete Futek with us, college football news publisher. He is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So it's the committee, it's a game of inches, even in the boardroom. If they make Ohio State the number one seed, well, we just got to see LSU Clemson. We saw what probably would have happened if they played him in a semifinal. And then we would have gotten the game that obviously everybody here in Columbus wanted and felt that they deserved. Did you find your mind wandering a little bit last night into predicting what Ohio State would have done last night?
Not really. You know, I kind of don't agree with the whole deserved thing because they lost. I'm still not on the whining train about how the officials' jobs. Look, they gagged it. They had it and they lost it. They should have put it away early. Shouldn't have given it away late. Ohio State had chances and lost. So I agree with you.
I'll jump in. I do agree to you that Bobby and I did. I didn't want to make it sound like that the ref stole the entire game. I didn't want to make it sound like that. So I'm sorry if I did to you.
No. You're right. But a little bit. I mean, all three of those teams are just equally as good. I would have personally have liked to have seen Ohio State play LSU more. I think it would have been a more fun tournament if you were able to get that, just to watch that all the talent that's there on Ohio State really come out and rock and roll. Clemson is right there. Clemson's still very good as well. And let's see what happens. Now, the other part of this thing, too, is what's the difference between getting 3-ish weeks to prepare and getting 13 days to prepare? It's just still a long layoff between the college football playoff and the national championship. But you have a little bit fresher, a little bit better team, if Ohio State had gotten past that, I think they would have probably played a sharper, better game in the national championship than they did in the Fiesta Bowl.
And so when we talk about that, did you like the current setup, Pete? Because it's been a little bit of a point of contention now where people are complaining that there's so many days off in between the semifinal and final. You know, did it lose interest nationally, you know, if you're not a hardcore college football fan? But, you know, I've always been a fan of more rest because I think it benefits teams that prepare harder and have better coaching. But were you a fan of the current setup of how the system went this season?
Not really. It's still too long. Because look what happened yesterday. It was everyone wanted to talk about the NFL divisional round because all the great games that happened last weekend. And then you have the Houston Astros thing drops in the middle of the afternoon. And that just seemed to take all the attention away. That was, you know, unless you were watching an ESPN-related product, no one was talking about the national championship until just before the, you know, game time, at least in most places. So it takes too long. I think you could do this with a better rhythm. I just think if you were to have, like, the college football playoff semifinals, let's say 2 weeks after they're announced. So you give a little bit of time to rest. You give a little bit of time off. And then you have the semifinals. Then you have the whole bowl season. And then New Year's Day, right around there, you have about a three-day window where the whole world is into college football, where everyone watches the Rose Bowl. Everyone watches the, you know, it's tradition, New Year's Day. And then at the end of the whole thing, you have the college football playoff national championship. And so you have college football can just own that. When you stretch it out, it's all about the NFL playoffs. It's all about, you know, whatever other sports story happens. And there's a little bit of a fatigue thing happening. I think that you can have a much, much better rhythm to the bowl and college football playoff season than they do right now.
All right, final 15 seconds here for you. You got who do you got 1 and 2 going into next year?
How can you not? Same old guys. You know, again, throw in Alabama maybe in this mix somewhere. The problem is, who's got the, you know, where's the transfer portal quarterback going to happen? It's easy to go. Right now, you got to go Clemson, Ohio State, because in some way, shape, or form, because they've got the quarterbacks. You've got Justin Fields. You've got Trevor Lawrence. You've got two NFL quarterbacks right there. We don't know who the Alabama quarterback's going to be. We don't know who the LSU quarterback's going to be, or Oklahoma. Those are the three key spots. So it's like a KJ Costello, who's an NFL-caliber quarterback, who, if he can stay healthy, the Stanford former Stanford Cardinal, if he stays healthy and goes to LSU and he can be in one piece, there might be your next Joe Burrow. You know, who knows what quarterback's going to rise up and want. I don't think, you know, Jamie Newman going to Georgia necessarily moves the needle. So there's still a lot out there, but, again, long-winded way of saying it's got to be Ohio State, it's got to be Clemson, 1-2 in some form.
Pete, we always enjoy the conversation. Thanks for your insight, buddy, and hopefully we'll see you around this offseason and talk with you. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.